Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 23, Devahuti's Lamentation, Text 11. Tatreti krityam upashiksha yato padesham, ye naisha me kashito tiri ramshayat, ye naisha me kashito ti riram shayat ma. Sid yeta te kritamano bhava darshataya, dinas tadisha bhavanam sadrisham vichakshva. Devahuti continued, my dear Lord, I am struck by excited emotion for you. Therefore kindly make what arrangements must be made according to the scriptures, so that my skinny body, emaciated through unsatisfied passion, may be rendered fit for you. Also, my Lord, please think of a suitable house for this purpose. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Vedic literatures are not only full of spiritual instruction, but are also instructive in how to prosecute material existence very nicely, with the ultimate aim of spiritual perfection. Devahuti asked her husband, therefore, how to prepare herself for sex life according to the Vedic injunctions. Sex life is especially meant for having good children. The circumstances for creating good children are mentioned in Kama Shastra, the scripture in which suitable arrangements are prescribed for factually glorious sex life. Everything needed is mentioned in the scriptures. What sort of house and decorations there should be, what sort of dress the wife should have, how she should be decorated with ointments, scents and other attractive features, etc. With these requisites fulfilled, the husband will be attracted by her beauty, and a favorable mental situation will be created. The mental situation at the time of sex life may then be transferred into the womb of the wife, and good children can come out of that pregnancy. Here is a special reference to Devahuti's bodily features. Because she had become skinny, she feared that her body might have no attraction for Kardama. She wanted to be instructed how to improve her bodily condition in order to attract her husband. Sexual intercourse in which the husband is attracted to the wife is sure to produce a male child. But sexual intercourse based on attraction of the wife for the husband may produce a girl. That is mentioned in the Ayurveda. When the passion of the woman is greater, there is a chance of a girl's being born. When the passion of the man is greater, then there is the possibility of a son. Devahuti wanted the passion of her husband to be increased by the arrangement mentioned in the Kama Shastra. She wanted him to instruct her in that way, and she also requested that he arrange for a suitable house, because the hermitage in which Kardama Muni was living was very simple and completely in the mode of goodness, and there was less possibility of passions being aroused in his heart. Tatreti krityam upashiksha yato padesham, ye na isha mekarshito tiri ram shayat ma. Sid yeti te kritamano bhavadarshataya, dinastadisha bhavanam sadrisham vichakshva. Devahuti continued, My dear Lord, I'm struck by excited emotion for you. Therefore, kindly make what arrangements must be made according to the scriptures, so that my skinny body, emaciated through unsatisfied passion, may be rendered fit for you. Also, my Lord, please think of a suitable house for this purpose. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschityade Chitane Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasati Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vanchakapatrubhyasjagripasindhubhyavacha Vaditanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namo. So the Vedic literatures cover everything, even things like this. They cover everything, even things which are very material. But everything is covered in the Vedic literatures, and particularly in the context of how all duties, etc., can be performed for the ultimate end of Krishna consciousness. So even these types of interactions between husband and wife are also covered with a view to making arrangements for the successful utilization of the human form of life in this particular case, so that there can be good children, and those good children can become trained very nicely and grow into good adults and be very supportive in the family's performance of religious duties, religious activities. And then finally, when the parents pass away, then the children can very nicely perform the different ceremonies which are prescribed in scripture for the benefit of the deceased parents, and in that way the parents, it will help the parents to go back to Godhead and to progress spiritually. So everything can be done in Krishna consciousness. Nothing is left, no subject is left without clear instructions. And in this regard, it's particularly important because we know what Arjuna tells Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita right at the beginning. If the family tradition is destroyed, all these religious activities and if the general focus of the family on Krishna consciousness is undermined, then the children who will come along will not be religiously minded, but as Prabhupada mentions in the purport, they will reflect the consciousness of the parents at the time of conception. And if the parents are in some consciousness at the time of conception, like cats and dogs, then the children will come out like cats and dogs. And as Arjuna says to Lord Krishna, Jayate Varna Sankara. The Varna Sankara, the unwanted population, and because of the conditions under which they were conceived, the completely uncultured and untrained and even untrainable nature of the children will just come forward very prominently, and then Everything in terms of Dharma, everything in terms of everything useful, really, will just collapse. And so that type of child will not be supportive in Dharma, particularly in Krishna consciousness. We've even seen on some occasions, you may have had experience yourselves, I don't know, but I've definitely seen devotees who somehow or other they had a child who was just horrible, really amazing, and so antagonistic towards Krishna consciousness. When we were building Radharadnath Temple in Durban, there was one family from Europe, and they were basically devotees, nice devotees, and they were working hard for the construction of the temple. It was back 25 years ago, plus 25 to 30 years. But the daughter, who at that stage was perhaps 10 or something like that, she was just, so horrible and aggressive and aggressively anti-Krishna consciousness. They were living in a flat in just sort of a block of flats, basically. And so the daughter would go next door to the non-devotees there and eat meat. And come back and tell the parents, ha, 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 I ate this, I ate that. Yes. Like, you know, really mocking them. It's terrible. So if these matters, the conceiving of children, are not dealt with very nicely, then it's only natural, actually, that the wrong type of child will come, and then when the wrong type of child comes, you can't do much. It means for the next so many years you're going to be dealing with that. 15, 20 years, say, something like that. You're going to have to deal with that, and it's a nightmare. Just because the conception was not done properly, somehow just in some materialistic type of mood like that, and as a result comes a very materialistic child. Of course, it is not just a mechanical thing that the parents at the time of conception, they just focus their minds and that's it. It's a matter of the whole life, the whole way of life. It has to be molded and focused in Krishna consciousness, and then, be it at the time of conception or when one is working or even at the time of death, the consciousness will be there. Krishna consciousness will be there, because in general it has been cultivated. We sometimes give the example that when a person is attending university, so everything depends on the final exam, but it is not that that the student can just wait till the final exam and suddenly, over a period of a few days before the final exam, just study, and then be able to answer every question nicely. It has to be an ongoing cultivation. It has to be, because you just can't do things like that. So in our lives are also like an educational process. And step by step, if we follow the process properly, then they'll bring us to the point, ultimately, of that final exam at the time of death, and we'll be able to pass it easily and in a natural way. Not that just at the last moments one thinks, now I must focus on Krishna, and then one is able to do it. Of course, when that time comes, one has to make special effort to remember Krishna, but still the point is, without that ongoing cultivation during the course of one's life, any last minute attempt at focusing the mind on Krishna, without that cultivation having been there, you can't. It's not going to be successful. It's not possible. So when we are dealing with different situations, association with devotees, association with non-devotees, taking prasadam, worshipping the deity, and these interactions between husband and wife, in this case particularly in the context of having a child, everything has to be done nicely. There are ways of doing everything. There are ways of doing everything. Nothing actually is just abstract and just do it as you like. There are ways of brushing the teeth. There are ways of doing everything, even down to sort of intricate and intimate details of personal things and just everything. There are ways of doing everything. And Devahuti knows that. Plus she knows that her husband, Karadama, is an expert on Shastra and the understandings of everything. So now in this case, she's saying, all right, now we're going to have a child, so you please tell me, how are we going to do this? Because we want to do it right. We're going to do this right. Yes. So everything is covered in life. Whatever it may be, everything is covered in Shastra. And it's clear how to do this, how to do that, how to do everything. And how not to do this, how not to do that. The specific pitfalls in any type of undertaking. And particularly here in the case of engaging in the reproductive process, if the husband and wife just get carried away by the emotions and the situation, and they just get into material consciousness in the middle of all that, then just for the sake of some minutes enjoyment, then 20 years of nightmare, it doesn't take great intelligence to see, you know, what the necessity is. It doesn't take much at all. So Devahuti knows that Karadama, being an expert, all-round expert in Vedic culture, he'll also know about this. He'll also know about this. So she asks him, and she, in a Krishna-conscious way, is enthusiastic. Let us have a very nice child who will be an asset and a pleasure to work with, and who will add real value to our life, really substantial and long-term value in our lives. Hare Krishna. Any comment or question?
I have two parts, Maharaj. One is a question and one is just adding to my observation and realization also. Yeah, I've noticed in the course of our Krishna conscious family, I observed in Mauritius, particularly when I'm mostly here, that Krishna conscious couple, I mean in good standing, the children born are really, like I could say, pure.
Right from the beginning. Right.
And I took it as I very much observe this, like how they grow and gradually, uh-huh. you know, as we uh-huh. have here, Surochani, Kulajeli, and in so many other families also. So I noticed that. So now, I don't know how far this is true, but I heard that Prabhupada said that third generation onwards in Krishna consciousness family will produce pure devotees. I just heard it, I don't know how. So I'm just relating it.
Yeah. I've heard that.
Uh-huh.
I haven't read it.
Yeah,
I've heard it a little, not, you know, very prominently,
yeah.
but I've heard one, two devotees say that the next generation will be very special. So, I don't know about pure devotees, but I heard certainly that they'll be very special. That's what I heard.
Yeah.
Just heard.
Yeah. And the second part, as Prabhupada said, is also I heard. I think I read it also somewhere. Mm-hmm. But I have Prabhupada quotes, something like this. I have done 50% of the work which need to be done.
Right.
And the 50% remaining to be done, which includes varnasam, rasvas. So my question is, do we have, like in our movement or at least in a pilot project or somewhere, like giving training to would-be grihasthas or grihasthas who are already there, that, you know, to set up,
yeah.
as you mentioned.
To some degree in some places.
Okay.
Not very much, but the devotees, but it exists, it definitely exists.
Yes.
There's a grihastha ministry in America made up of, you know, senior grihasthas. And two of them, a husband and wife, came to South Africa a few years ago and gave grihastha training. And they have courses and seminars for those who are going to become, for those who are, for dealing with different situations.
But mother, I've been at CDN. No. Okay.
Maybe, I don't know. The ones who came, there was, I forget the names.
Okay.
Partha something. You could probably look on the internet. It was like the Grihastha Vision group or something like that.
I think I followed that when we were there in 2009. Yeah, Masha Arjuna CDN with her husband.
Yeah, they may be part of it, I'm not sure. There was another two who came a few years before, you know. Some Pathas.
Yeah, from Canada.
Yeah, from Canada, that's right. And they were good. They were very good. They were, you know, well into their 50s and had been married for, you know, like 25, 30 years, something like that. So, yeah, they were good. In other parts, I think it's more like a desire. Devotees understand it would be valuable, they'd like to do it, but in many places they haven't. Just in our recent Russian GBC meeting, it was the 26th of September, One of the subjects was having such a group in Russia.
Very good. But anyway, because there will be, I suppose, the leader of our Krishna consciousness of tomorrow.
Yeah.
The beginning stage, right? For the time of conception itself.
Certainly. Well, here it could be done.
Yes.
It's just a matter of someone taking the initiative. The authorities could put the word out, just a hint.
Yes.
We'd like to do this. Who would be interested in participating? If anyone's had any experience in counseling and things like that.
Much needed.
It is needed. It's needed. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai. He's running at Bhakti Krishna Swami Maharaj ki jai.